Joshua chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as they that bear the Ark will come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of the harvest. And as they that bear the Ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of the harvest.
Now, since we are here now, amen, and since you can't go nowhere, we ask you to consider this, saints, for a few moments. Just keep us in your prayers. Dip, don't trip. Dip, don't trip. You know, when you're looking to the Lord to teach you, he can use anything and everything and anybody to give you some life lessons. Even our Lord, who was the preeminent teacher, he was able to do more with sparrows and sheep than the most known and knowledgeable people in the world. I was on my way coming to worship, and I got one of the little lessons. I was driving, and someone was ahead of me or was coming out of a street. And as they came out of the street and turned onto the street I was on, I was some distance back, not too far. And as happens sometimes, when you have some snow come down and you have some measure, not necessarily a whole lot of accumulation, and it gets on your car, what happens sometimes if you don't go and clean it off, so as I was driving and I was going down the road, and this person pulled out of the street ahead of me. And as they began to travel and go down the street, and for some reason they thought that if they just put on their windshield wipers, that would help something. But of course, as they began to go down the street, the traveling they were doing, the windshield wipers caused the snow on their car to fly back onto my windshield. Now, see, number one, I think that's against the law. I don't know. But number two, if you didn't have a law, this common sense. Now, I'm trying to be careful because some of us probably did this before too. But I start thinking about this. Say, Lord, look at this here. They're in front of me. They can't half see. I'm trying to follow them. I had some measure of a line of sight. But as long as they're being reckless in what they're doing, they're impeding me from safely getting where I'm going. Now, I didn't give you the sub part of the text or the lesson. I said, dip, don't trip. But it's also a lesson in leadership. Amen. Because sometimes when you're in front of people, amen, and you are moving and you haven't taken time to clean your spiritual windshield, you'll cause those who come behind you to have an accident. Are y'all with me here? Amen. The person was, listen, they knew what their destination was. Amen. But they wasn't necessarily going to get there safely if they didn't take the proper steps. Somebody here already is following what I'm saying here. There's a thing here, saints. It's not ironic, but it's good that today we were going to do the installation of offices. Ain't that right? But see, you have to understand that when it comes to leadership, and that also, that word sometimes is overused. Amen. Because everybody in front ain't leading.
Amen.
So, y'all might as well just stay here and take it back to the people that didn't come. Amen. But this is not condimentum. It's, again, to understand how this thing works. And because when it comes to this, sometimes folks are more interested in a theory and theater than leadership. What do you mean by that? See, theory is when you have principles that you can go by, but that does not mean you know how to apply them. Theater, it means theatrics. That means some folks are more interested in being seen than doing anything profitable. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. See, you got that's one of the things we have to be careful, even in the Christian community and the Christian culture, that there's a lot of celebrity going on, but no true concrete ministry. Are you with me here? Folks, amen, think that, and the unbeliever, sometimes they are more disgusted about it than we are. Amen, because we who are saved, sometimes when the cover is pulled on the nonsense, then what it causes us to lose out on our credibility with those who need to know the Lord. And so all of this theatrics that's going on is an impediment to true Christian gospel ministry. So we have to be careful because also, saints, we have to understand that experience is a good teacher, but it does no good if you have bad students. Man, I'm putting all kinds of stuff out here on the table. Are you with me here? Because see, all of us, what? All of us going to go through something. Ain't that right? Is none of us will not have any life experiences that are flawless, whereby you won't have some hiccups and mishaps. But what would be redemptive is if we allow God to use those experiences for the good of those who come behind us. Are y'all following? You hear what word I use? Redemptive. That means that when we go through things as believers after we come to the cross, amen. Matter of fact, God is so providential in what he does that he will even allow us to learn things that happened to us before we came to him. However, what we have to be careful of to not excuse ourselves for the things we did willingly, intentionally in our sin and try to sanctify something that God did not ordain. Somebody ain't hear me here today. You see, because God is a God of forethought and foreknowledge. And he knows the things we're going to be confronted with. And so, again, without trying to excuse or to allow us an out for the things that happen to go on in our lives, God is able to use things in our lives to make us have the capacity to lead people. Now, I'm not talking about just church in terms of leadership in church. Sometimes, again, you know, you got different things in the Christian life and Christian community where people have different ways in which they live this thing out. They have different kinds of church government. Are y'all following me here? You know, you got the Presbyterian, you got the hierarchy, you got the eldership, you got the congregational, and you still got problems. Y'all ain't listening to what I'm hearing. Saying. See, we can be biblically astute and have our own definition of how we think God's house should be run. But listen, but because of the fact that those who are responsible to carry it out still have sin in them. And notice what I said, not those, all who are responsible. Wait a minute, watch this here. I'm not talking about that all have sin thing, because sometimes we use that as an excuse. That all have sin was your past. All of us had sin, but we've been born again. Ain't that right?
Amen.
So I don't excuse my tripping up as in a means whereby I'm not accountable for what I do and don't do. Oh, come on with me here, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Look around. It's just us in here. I'm trying to talk about leadership. Amen. Y'all, you with me here? You don't, because sometimes the world gives us principles of how they think leadership should be done, and God turns that upside down. He that is greatest among you, let them be the servants. So when you aspire in God's economy, see, he turns everything upside down. If you want to live, you got to die. If you want to be rich, you got to be made poor. If you want to lead, you got to follow. And sometimes, why? When we're born again, God, that's what he does. He begins to give us. That's why we become new creatures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So what God does, he gives a new orientation of how we're supposed to follow him, not just to be successful, but to be faithful. Yes, sir. Amen. And so, again, this looked into the book of Joshua, and as I saw this, saints, and as the custom, when you go back, sometimes you believe you caught or captured all that the scriptures are saying, but that's not the case. Y'all remember last time when we were here and we were talking about the fact that God had caused the Jordan River, amen, to stand up, and the children of God and the people of God were able to go through on dry ground. Are you with me now? But that's not my lesson for today. In chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come here, come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites, and all those other ites that bother you. Are y'all with me here? Y'all know we got some ites set to you. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now, therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from above the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap." Here we go. "And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest." Are you with me here? Amen. Now, see, I was hasty last time. Not an error, but hasty. Because I was so eager to talk about this. Not was a phenomenon, but it was an act of God, whereby God demonstrated, as Joshua said, that the Lord wanted to show his people by virtue of this work that he was with them. Amen. And that he's going to take care of their enemies. Are you with me here? That God, before God even got them to the land of promise, as what he does, God preemptively does things to demonstrate that he means business. Amen. All right, somebody here with me? See, what God will do, God will, before you even get to the place or to the point that he's taking you to or leading you to, he will do something ahead of that as an affirmation that he means business. Amen. I ain't following me here. See, sometimes we miss that we're so in tune and tune in on the end result that we don't see the journey. And what it is what God does before you get to the place. It's that he does that so when you get there, you'll know who brought you there.